I am never more appreciative of my feet than the morning after I've been on them all the day before. Like when I've danced at the youth prom last evening and then found myself wishing I could soak them all the next day. When I've stood on concrete all day, moving back and forth and feeling every ounce of myself on my feet. When I've hiked up a mountain and then kind of gone very quickly down the other side. When I think I've just about worn my feet out, I begin to appreciate even more those appendages at the end of my legs and give thanks to God that I have them. Our feet are the foundations of our bodies. So on Easter Sunday, you might remember I shared a message about a surprise inside at the moment for all ages. I used the geodes to tell us the story. You might remember the secret of the geode is that you have to crack it open or swing it on something really, really hard in order to see what's inside. I practiced, and this was the cornerstone of my message at the Wiggly Giggly, at the 8:30 moment for all ages, and here at the 11 o'clock moment for all ages. Now, you all don't know this, but it went well at the Wiggly Giggly service, and it went well for you all as well. But in the interim, we had the 8:30 service. At the 8:30 service, I set up my own situation. I got the cinder block myself, and I put it up here on the chancel so that everyone could see it, and I got my 3-pound sledgehammer ready. I felt good about my message, so I thought you all could see it better if it was up here. I called the children forward, and I started to tell the Easter story. At the 8:30 service, at the right point, I swung the hammer, and I swung the hammer, and I swung the hammer. I kept hitting the geode. And I didn't hear the sound that I was expecting to hear. There was no split in two, no beautiful insides to see. I used more force. I hit harder and harder and harder and harder until I broke the cinder block. But not the geode. The geode remained intact, and I showed the kids different geodes I'd broken at a different time, and I ended the message and moved on. So after the service, lots of 8:30 folks trying to help me out offered me advice on what I could have done differently. Maybe I used the wrong side of the hammer. Maybe I didn't get quite the right angle. Maybe I'd just gotten a dud of a geode altogether. And then I ran into my husband, Steve the engineer. And I said, I don't know what I did wrong. I want to do this well for 11 o'clock. And he wasn't sure until I told him that I put it up here on the chancel area instead of down there on the concrete. And then the engineer said, ah, this is what your problem is. You have a bad foundation. You could have swung forever. All you were going to break was that cinder block. When you change your foundation, you'll be just fine. I did, and you all wouldn't know that story here at 11 unless I told you. When you're on the ground hitting on a concrete foundation, it breaks. No problem. When you're up on the stage, there's nothing below this. The cinder block took the hit. The foundation you stand on, it matters. On that Easter morning, we communally found out again that the tomb was empty. Jesus had been raised as he said he would, and I found out about the foundation I was standing on. No matter how hard I worked, no matter how much I wanted it, no matter how much I practiced, the foundation mattered even more. In the geode experiment, I had practiced plenty. Twice, I did it on the concrete. And once, I did it on this foundation. I thought I was accommodating folks, making it easier to see. Somehow in my accommodation, I forgot about the foundation we have to stand on. Are our lives not also like that? When we're grounded solidly in the faith and the life and the words of Jesus, we can do abundantly. However, when we try to get by on our own, we fail each and every time. I tried to crack that geode on the chancel. I used the same amount of force I did there on the concrete, but I couldn't crack it. Without our feet firmly planted in the good news of Jesus Christ, we find ourselves struggling each and every time when we decide to accommodate others instead of where Christ calls us to be. Our efforts end up fruitless each and every time. In Paul's letter to the Ephesians, he introduces a metaphor we've become familiar with as a people. He says that your foundation in Christ matters so deeply, it's like you have to get dressed for battle every single day. A strong statement of what it's like to seek the kingdom of God. Paul goes on to say that if you're going to stand firm in your faith, stand on what you know, what you've learned to be true. Keep that truth so close to you that it's almost like a belt around your waist. And wear the desire to like rightly and the fruits of righteousness like a breastplate against yourself. Let your feet be swift and eager. The feet have a job to do in the sharing and proclaiming of peace. And bring your faith every time it feels like people are jabbing at you and don't seem to like you very much. Wear your faith as a shield in front of you to deflect that very jab. Let your salvation and the word of God be just like the clothes that you put on each day, the armor of God, visible reminders that our foundation doesn't come from our trying hard. It comes from our foundation in Christ. The strong foundation allows us to serve God and others in this world. Teresa of Avila, 16th century mystic, writes these words. I wonder if you've heard them before. Christ has no body but yours, no hands, no feet on earth but yours. Yours are the eyes with which he looks with compassion on the world. Yours are the feet with which he walks to do good. Yours are the hands with which he blesses all the world. Yours are the hands and yours are the feet. Yours are the eyes and yours is the body. Christ has no body but yours. Yours are the eyes with which he looks compassionately on the world. Your strong foundation in Christ not only informs you, it provides for others as well. In Christ, we are never just for ourselves. It is a both and we are equipped to do so. At the 8:30 service, we baptized little Ariana Grace this morning. And as we baptized her, we as a church family, 8:30 and 11 folks here and folks not here, seek together to give her a strong foundation. As a church family, we pray that she, like others, will come to know Christ in her little life through the stories and through the actions of her family and her church family. We pray that the foundation she has today will grow with her and she can lean on it throughout her life. We pray that she's going to be taught stories in Sunday school and she's going to experience God in children's worship, that she's going to find a home in our youth group and grow up with lots of adults with whom she can turn to with pride of some moments and disappointment in others, knowing that her church family provides a foundation that she can stand on. That's a big task that was just agreed to this morning, but it's the one that you all have done many times over. When we stand firm on a foundation, we don't just do it for ourselves. We don't just do it for the little ones who we baptize, who coo and aw on a Sunday morning. We do it for those in the building and those outside the building as well. So, how will you use your feet this week? Will you run and jump? Will you saunter and slide? Will you kind of step back a little bit from the sharing of the gospel, not sure exactly what's asked of you? Remember, Christ has no feet but your feet. Jesus calls you to stand firm in your faith, plant your feet in the truth, and not get caught up in the potholes of life. When we plant our feet firmly on the strength of good news, we know that we will not be moved. We will not be shaken. Even the most difficult of tasks become simpler with a strong foundation. Where will you put your feet this week? This is the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. Thanks be to God. Amen.